Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska, where it's 33 degrees under sunny skies. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Sitka Sound Science Center. Alex Wirth, or Dr. Alex Wirth, is the new scientist in residency fellow for the month of April at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Also, whale biologist Jan Straley is joining us. We're here to talk about what's coming up at the Science Center in regards to the fellowship program for the month of April. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, Dr. Alex Wirth, you have a lot going on in your life in terms of both science and outreach and education. You teach at a small college in Virginia, Hampden City College.
That's correct, yes. Very small school.
And you do a diverse things in the world of science. Can you talk a bit about what you're pursuing?
Well, like a lot of scientists, and especially scientists at small liberal arts colleges, I'm involved with many different things. My background is very close to Jan Straley's because the research that I do is primarily on whale feeding. I'm a whale biologist, but I'm interested in and teach lots of other things. So one of the things I'll be discussing with people while I'm here in Sitka is the Human Genome Project and some of the science behind that, as well as some of the ethical and social implications. I'm also very interested in teaching evolution. I teach a lot of classes in evolution, so I'll be doing a science cafe on that, and I'll be giving an Earth Day lecture on marine conservation, and that's one of the things that I'm particularly focused on right now. So I'm writing a book about people's personal connections and relationship to the ocean, and I'm eager to talk to all kinds of people while I'm here in Sitka, people from different backgrounds, different cultures and professions, and find out what the sea means to them.
And so you're asking if anyone would like to contribute to give you a call?
That's precisely what I'm asking, yes. I'm putting out a call. I would like to meet with as many different people as possible. So if they could just contact the Sitka Sound Science Center and set up a time to meet with me, I would really appreciate that.
Well, and the number is 747-8878 to get a hold of the Science Center. And this is not your first time in Alaska. You have a background here in Sitka, but also in the state.
That's correct, yes. I've done a lot of research way up on the North Slope in Barrow on bowhead whales and beluga whales, but I've been to Sitka before as well. I was here for the Whale Fest almost 10 years ago in 2005, and I had a fantastic experience. I just loved the place, and I especially loved the people and meeting all the people here.
So whale biology, genome project, connecting science with social issues, so diverse. What connects all of these things for you?
The thing that connects all of them to me is the really important part of being a scientist, which is not just discovering new things about the natural world, but communicating it with people. And I take that very seriously in my job as a scientist, which is to disseminate information, to sort of spread the good word, if you will, to make sure that people learn about science. And so that's why I just leaped at the chance to come up here and work with Jan again and to be a scientist in residence, because that's really the biggest part of my life is talking to people about science and why it's important and what it is and why it matters to them.
I was looking at your schedule. It's pretty packed. Jan, you have a full list starting with today at Mount Edgecombe High School.
That's right. Yeah, he was in a high demand over at Edgecombe. And we have our scientists that go to a lot of different places and schools. And he is going to spend almost the time with the ninth through 12th graders at Mount Edgecombe, both the English classes and the science classes, which is going to be great.
Well, another aspect of where science and all other aspects of life intersect.
That's right. It's going to be great.
So I'm speaking about all different kinds of things with the students at Mount Edgecombe High School, from everything from my work on coral bleaching in the Indian Ocean to a recent project that I'm involved with, which uses 3D printing to make models of the baleen in a whale's mouth so that we can study exactly what's happening with the forces and flows during feeding. So
that's another hot topic here in Sitka right now because of the new 3D printer at the high school.
Well, I'm eager to talk about it.
Yeah,
very appropriate. I also see there's a science cafe with teachers coming up closer to the end of the month. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So the main topic that I'll be discussing at that is evolution. And evolution, of course, is a hot button issue, especially where I come from in Virginia, but really everywhere. And so a big part of my job involves how to reach people about evolution, what it involves and what it doesn't involve, and how people can kind of wrap their minds around it, and especially how people who are a little bit resistant can look at evolution in a new way.
So this is for teachers. Are there other opportunities for general members of the community to connect with you other than the interviews for your book project?
Absolutely. And I would be very happy to speak with people about evolution or any of the topics that I am involved with. And I could speak with individuals. I could speak with small groups. I'd be very eager to speak to groups of any size, people of any age, any background. That's really why I'm here. I've told Jan and the others at the Science Center, use me. Fill up my time with outreach. That's really why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, you do have some of your own research, though. You're hoping to squeeze in there?
It's always great to come back here and see marine mammals, to see some whales. So I'm hoping to do that as well in Sitka.
Well, tell me a little bit more. What are you studying?
So one of the real focus of my research for the last 15 years has involved the process of filtration in baleen whales and mysticete whales. So humpbacks, of course, very dynamic, and I'm especially interested in not just the very basics of what goes on during filtration in their mouth, but specifically the more complex physics or biophysics, if you will, of drag and forces and aspects like that. So I do a lot of experiments back in my lab with flow tanks and pressure transducers and all kinds
of
things.
Don't be afraid to talk as specifically as you'd like.
That's very specific stuff. But in general, mm-hmm. I just really want to know what the water is doing in the mouth of the whale. So if I could, in my dreams, I'd like to imagine that I'm Jonah, really to get inside the mouth of the whale and see what's going on.
So how would you pursue your research while you're here? Are you planning on getting out on the water? What are you planning on doing?
If I could get out on the water, that would be great. The wonderful thing about Sitka is you can see whales even from shore. You can see them many different places, many different ways. So observations. Jan and I were talking about this yesterday. I can do all kinds of simulated experiments in my lab, but nothing beats the opportunity to get out there and see a live animal.
Yeah, we're hoping those gray whales come and feed along the road system on herring eggs. They've done occasionally across the time that they swim through Sitka in April and May. So if anybody sees any gray whales out Halibut Point Road feeding where you can see them right off the shore, give us a call.
That is very exciting. I've seen that. And you might want to let folks know how you can distinguish gray whales from humpbacks in case they're interested.
Right. Well, gray whales will look like a big floating rock in the ocean that's moving slowly. And they have patches on them, white patches, and they're kind of crusty looking. And they don't have a real prominent dorsal fin that bump on the top of the whale that humpbacks have. It sometimes is real prominent and is often different shapes. Gray whales virtually have no dorsal fin. So, and humpbacks do not do what gray whales do in terms of coming really close to shore and feeding off the bottom or off the kelp that's just along the beach. So you seldom see humpbacks that close to shore feeding like gray whales do.
So that's an opportunity for you to get out to really put your research into the wild. And the Human Genome Project, where's your interest in that coming from?
Well, I've always been very interested in what makes us human and how we get from DNA, from genes, into the great complicated mess that is humanity. And this was really brought home by my family, my personal background. I have a 19-year-old son who has muscular dystrophy. And so when we learned about that kind of put things into a new perspective, and it kicked my interest in that into a new level. So I've spent a lot of time in summer workshops and working with molecular biologists and geneticists to try and figure that out. And I see part of what I do is explaining to people who don't really have a strong science background exactly what the genome is all about. So that's what I can do.
Great. Jan, did you want to run down any other events that are taking place?
For this next month, I would just say Alex had to shift his schedule because he had an emergency in his family, so his schedule isn't quite set. So I say just check back on the Sitka Sound Science Center website or just keep listening to Raven Radio, and we'll let you know what other public presentations Alex is giving. I'm sure there's going to be more added to this. So we had to rearrange his schedule within the last week, so it's a work in progress.
Okay.
He's great. He's wonderful to talk to, so don't hesitate to come by and see us. My office is temporarily at the University of Alaska right now, and also you can just stop by the Science Center. It's under a bit of renovation, but they'll always know where we are. So,
and again, if anyone would like to speak with you about how they relate to the ocean, they're free to give the Science Center a call.
Please, I encourage that. So let me just say one last thing about Sitka. What I loved when I was here was just seeing the passion that people have, not only for nature, but for science. I've visited a lot of places where people are passionate about sports or music or art, but I love the fact that the citizens of Sitka really embrace science themselves. So show me that passion, come out. I'd love to talk to you.
great. And again, the Science Center number is 747-8878, and the website is sitkascience.org. And thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Been speaking with Dr. Alex Wirth, who is the new scientist and residency fellow at the Sitka Sound Science Center, and whale biologist Jan Straley. You can check out the schedule at sitkascience.org and call the center at 747-8878.